Today we're talking about the five reasons why the INFJ grows exponentially and not just linearly. Once we as INFJs grasp that concept, and I don't mean just theoretically or that we understand it from this perspective of, oh, this makes sense, but we feel it deep down, we know it's true, everything changes. And I'm going to tell you why. If we understand that our entire way of doing things is going to look like we're not making any progress in the beginning, we're not going to get held back by that. If you think of an exponential curve, in the beginning, it's not very steep. It's definitely less steep than a linear curve. And so if you see people around you who seem to make such progress, it might derail us. It might make us feel like, why am I even trying? I am so much slower. I'm not making the progress others are making. Why even try? And once we overcome this, once we understand that, of course, I'm going to get up on top. Of course, I'm going to create something amazing. I just have to give myself time. Because the way the INFJ mind works is it creates patterns. And the more time we put into something, the more those patterns will make sense. And the more we can apply all of those lessons to everything new that we encounter, we don't have to start learning again because we know, oh, it worked before in this situation. Now I can apply it to this new situation and I will make progress much sooner. So let's talk today about the five reasons why the INFJ grows exponentially, and hopefully that will be evidence enough for you that you can trust your progress and create amazing results in your life. If you just trust your own process and don't get discouraged by this initial seemingly slow movement of yours. Before we get started, I want to remind you that we currently have our yearly Easter promotion of the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. So you'll get $50 off the original price, and this offer only lasts until tomorrow, April 1st, so Easter Monday. So be quick and start your INFJ Epic Life journey today. Everything you need to know, like always, you'll find in the links in the description. So the first thing that we need in order to grow exponentially as INFJs is to really disregard others' speed. They will be faster. Yes, there will be people who are slower, but we're probably not even looking in that direction. We're looking at the people who seem to make so much happen, and we, on the other hand, you know, go down our path and it seems like we're moving like a snail. Please, and this is something you have to remember and you have to repeat to yourself over and over again, you have to disregard others' speed. They have their own process of thinking. You do not need to move like others in order to get the results you want. Your results and the things you want are going to be different, and the way you're going to achieve them is going to be different. For us INFJs, we don't have enough role models. We don't have enough people who really go down that path and, you know, create that life that we always wanted for ourselves that we can take as an inspiration. What we see is people who work all the time, or, you know, who are all into something and it seems like things are happening overnight for them, or they're really growing in this fast linear speed. And that's just not us, and it doesn't have to be us. We don't have to give up creating the life we always wanted, no matter how that looked like. A great thing I always like to say, if you want to be a shepherd, being, you know, a corporate badass who's creating the life that a lot of people would want, then you're really failing at creating your INFJ epic life. And that's not a bad thing. A lot of us have gone down paths that, you know, aren't really where we are meant to be. But through that, we learn more about ourselves. So yes, that's a failure right there, but that doesn't make us failures. But understand that in this example, the main goal is to become a shepherd. The main goal is not to make $1 million in the corporate world. And so we first have to recognize where we want to be, where we're headed, and then to really disregard others' speed. We cannot compare ourselves to others. We don't need to be as fast as others. We have a very unique way of understanding our progress. We have a very unique way of learning. And if you keep in the back of your mind that we will grow exponentially, it will be that much easier to disregard others' speed. I remember when I was in college, my best friend was studying with me and she was always faster than me. There was no comparison. But trust me, by the end of it, I had really created that exponential curve. And the only reason why I was able to do that is that by then I had enough experience of knowing I have to disregard others' speed. If I was overly focused on how fast she was moving, I might have become discouraged. I might have thought, I'm just too slow, or I'm not intelligent enough. But I already knew, oh, that's just not my way of thinking. I need to understand this concept, because once I actually understand them, I can apply them to so many more things, and the benefits of my way of learning will come out after I give myself enough time to really get into that steep position. The second thing that is necessary for an INFJ to grow exponentially is to get used to being the underdog. You don't have to prove to anybody that you will achieve anything worthwhile. Because the things that are going to prove to ourselves that we're on the path we're meant to be, they won't show up tomorrow. They will show up in a couple of years. And that's not a bad thing, because the years will pass. And then before you even know it, you will have created the life you always wanted. The real changes in our life don't happen overnight anyway. But the problem is that the people that you might want to impress today, the people that you might think, oh, I would want them to know my potential. I don't want them to think of me as a loser or somebody who can't do anything. They will not be there once you've achieved where you want it to go. That's just facts. The chances that the person that you want to impress today is going to be at your side the moment you will have achieved your goal is rather low. And on top of that, even if they are there, you're just not going to care about impressing them anymore the moment you will have reached where you wanted to go. I've seen that for myself. Yes, I have people still in my life that were also there 10 years ago when I started my INFJ epic life journey. And back then I thought they have no idea what kind of potential I have. And now that I achieved so much in that regard of what I wanted to achieve, I'm not rubbing their noses into it, because frankly, I just don't care what they think about it. And the reason why I don't care about it is because I'm proving to myself that I can do certain things. And the moment you really start switching that perspective, you're just not going to care. So let yourself be the underdog. Really take that and just embrace it. Let people underestimate you. That's okay. That doesn't mean that you will stay unsatisfied forever. That satisfaction that you're yearning for, that you might hope you'll get when others recognize how powerful you are, that recognition, you're going to give that to yourself. Just trust your own progress. Trust your own speed, and remember, it's an exponential learning curve. And that's when we get to the third aspect of us INFJs growing exponentially and not just linearly. We have to trust our own process. That is easier said than done. I've said that a little bit before. Yes, we have to trust our process, but how? How do we get there? What does this mean? Well, it means we need to prove to ourselves that we're going to do the things we set out to do. We have to prove to ourselves that we keep the promises we make to ourselves. This is such a vital aspect for us INFJs, because the way we achieve everything that we always wanted comes from a change of perspective. And that change of perspective is, I'm living my INFJ epic life starting today. I'm not going to reach my INFJ epic life one day once I've reached all my goals. I am living my INFJ epic life starting the day I am proving to myself that I'm going to make my future life better than it is today. And that's why I always say we want success stories. We want to set goals that we can achieve. So we continuously not only prove to ourselves that we're going to keep the promises we make to ourselves, but we get also positively addicted to this growth process. That's what all my programs and my teachings and my coaching is all about. Teaching INFJs to trust themselves and take action. Because without that action aspect, nothing is going to change. And if you take under consideration that we have an exponential learning curve, then the steps in the beginning and the progress we're going to make in the beginning is going to be small. Remember, the exponential learning curve is rather flat in the beginning. It gets steeper and steeper the further you get along. And so in the beginning, it just won't be enough motivation for you to, you know, go out and say, I'm going to be happy once I reach that goal. No, get excited about taking action. Get excited about the fact that you are taking control in creating your own life. You anchor yourself into the life you're really living, not the life you want in your head, the life that is happening right now. What do you think about your living situation? What do you think about your job? What do you think about your financial situation? What do you think about living out your purpose? Are you doing this at the moment? And then you start improving in all of those areas. You know, that's what we focus on in bootcamp when it goes all about like the five pillars that are going to make the difference in your life. And that's also the basis of the INFJ Epic Life audio guide. That's all about teaching you how to make that progress as an INFJ. It's really about anchoring yourself in and improving your life based on, you know, that's how it was yesterday. How can I make it better tomorrow? And not asking yourself continuously, why am I falling short compared to my grand vision? That's what's holding us back. And so trusting the process is so much more than just leaning back and saying, oh, I'm going to trust it. It just doesn't work this way. What really works is proving to ourselves that we can trust our process. And the way we do that is setting goals that we can achieve, having those success stories, showing up again. And every single time you can tell yourself, I won the day, I won the week, I won this month, because I make progress in the areas that are important to me, you learn to trust the process and you can really relax. The fourth aspect necessary for us INFJs growing exponentially and not just linearly is we have to set long-term and exciting goals. Without setting those goals, you don't know where to go. And then your circumstance, your environment will just decide this for you. That's just the law of nature. We cannot change it. We're never going to get the life that we want if we don't even define what that looks like. And so you might not know what you want exactly, but you probably know in what direction you want it to go. And if you had to make a choice, what would be the next step that you know you want to achieve? What is the thing you want to achieve in 3 years? You have to set those goals. You have to define them. If you as an INFJ are holding back from setting goals, defining them for yourself, you're really losing out on something. Because let's be honest, if you really were happy and everything was great, you probably wouldn't be watching this video. Like, we as INFJs are interested in these topics because there's this urge of finding out what will make us excited about life, what will make us feel like we're living that INFJ epic life, and seeing the progress, feeling how powerful we are in really making it happen in the real world. So if something is missing, what do you have to lose? Set that goal, define it. And if you don't know how to do that, well, give yourself some time. Sit down for 30 minutes. Define what you want in, for example, the five pillars to an INFJ epic life. Go and get the audio guide. Go take the steps, figure out what you want, set those goals, because then you can make progress towards it. Those goals are not going to be the thing we continuously compare ourselves to, because we know it's an exponential curve. I don't need to grow so fast in order to know that I'm going to reach that. I'm going to grow really slow in the beginning, but I'm going to grow super fast in a year. And I'm going to grow massively in 5 years, because I know that as an INFJ, I have a steep exponential learning and growth curve in front of me. And the last thing that's going to make us grow exponentially is to actually watch our pattern recognition work its magic. Once you see what happens if you put in the work, and I'm not talking about 14-hour days for years, you know, doing all of those things that you don't want. I always like to say, we're INFJs. We don't have to do all the things. We just have to do the right things. And once you get to this place where you have continuously put in some efforts towards where you want to go, and you see those first results show up, you see how that pattern recognition that you trusted in, but you didn't have proven yet, come to life, and you do have the real life proof of, oh, I decided once I was going to do something, I made that happen. So I'm much more likely to trust myself to take the next step in creating my INFJ epic life. I know I was able to make something happen because I trusted my pattern recognition skills. And it's exactly those skills that will get me to the next level in my INFJ epic life journey. Remember, if you want some deeper guidance in that entire process, creating your INFJ epic life, then get the INFJ epic life audio guide and get it now, because we currently have our yearly Easter promotion. It's $50 off and it's the best price you're going to find all year on the audio guide. So be quick. This offer is only valid until tomorrow, April 1st. So Easter Monday. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.